Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's morning where I'm at in Arkansas, but good afternoon to many of you, because I know most of you are, it's afternoon, and we're back again for another fun episode of The Morning After. How you doing today, Rat Boy?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, and there's a lot of news we got to talk about. There's three of them that I'm going to mention right now, okay? There was actually two deaths over the weekend, okay? We had Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis Presley's daughter's son died of a gunshot wound.
Oh, oh wow, I didn't hear that one.
27 years old. It just came out last night about this one. They're saying that he committed suicide, but he didn't. The gun triggered, and he was in the way, and he got shot by his own gun. Everybody said he committed suicide, but it wasn't no suicide. And the other news, okay? Kelly Preston?
Preston. Yeah, John Travolta's wife. She was married to John Travolta.
I saw that one.
She passed away from breast cancer. She was 57 years old.
Yes, and I started looking at her biography, right? I said, no way. She was in that movie called...
Jerry Maguire.
What a Girl Wants. I just seen that one on Netflix.
Yeah, but she was also She was also in Jerry Maguire too.
Yeah, she done a lot of good movies. You know, I didn't know that she was in this one because I had to look at. I said, wait a minute, was she in that one? She played the mother of the daughter, and that was one good funny movie that I liked. Okay, let's get rid of that one. Let's get and the third death. Okay, goodbye, Redskins. You guys are dead. They're changing their name to today. Oh, I'm sorry, Washington Redskins. Rest in peace, Washington Redskins.
What are they changing their name to?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm still looking around for it, and they're not saying not one word yet.
Gonna keep it a secret.
Well, it is. It's supposed to come out sometime today, but I don't think they're going to announce it right away. But I got a good suggestion though, a good name for them. The Washington Trumps. The Washington Trumpers.
I don't think that was gonna fly, Rat Boy. But who knows?
And you can Trump on that. Oh, man.
So what else is going on in the news?
Okay. This, I think, Tuesday night. All right. Brian Pillman Jr. versus Brian Cage.
Oh, wow.
But a FTW championship belt. And he just got that belt last week off of Taz, remember?
Yeah, I do.
And I don't know why everybody's saying that Brian Pillman should not deserve that belt yet because he didn't wrestle not one match yet, Brian Pillman Jr.
Wow.
He just jumped everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, and there's rumors going around about Orton, okay? Orton might be winning the belt off of Drew McIntyre, okay?
Mm.
And I can see how it's coming right now, okay? I think this is what's going to happen, okay? This is a spoiler alert. I'm not saying it's going to happen or not. Okay. Orton's going to hold that belt. He's going to win that belt at SummerSlam. He's going to hold the belt until the Royal Rumble. And all of a sudden, you're going to see a match against Randy Orton versus Edge.
Wow.
For the belt.
Wow.
Yes. I said, wow. And on July 18th, Slammiversary is coming up.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Possible you might see Keith Slater here.
Really?
Yeah. It's possible that he might be jumping WWE to Impact Wrestling, Slammiversary.
Wow.
I said, wait a minute. Could it happen? Or maybe his contract is up? I'm not sure about that yet.
Hmm. Have to look into that one.
Yeah, I'm trying to look into some of this stuff now, you know, while we're talking, okay? Now, let's talk about these T-shirts that we got.
Mm-hmm. Lots of T-shirts. Lots of great designs.
Yep. A lot of them. You just go to Wrestle Tees.
Go to T-shirts, the OC
Nation website. Pick up a Brady Hicks shirt, maybe a Sheryl shirt. Maybe
on the merchandise, we've got the VOC Nation shirt, Brady Hicks in the Room, WCW Retro, Ken Resnick has a shirt, Shelly Martinez Live has a shirt, I think King David Lane has one.
Speaking of King David Lane, his show's on tonight.
Wrestling with Problems.
Tonight. And
of course, tomorrow, we've got Shelly Live and in the Room with, you know, with our own Brady Hicks. Wednesday night, you know, Wrestling with History. Thursday, WCW Retro. So, fans, you know, check out the VOC Nation website. Check out the podcast. I mean, you know, for the month of June, Rat Boy, we had over 75,000 listeners for the month of June.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people listening to our podcast. And we thank you for that. I mean, we thank you for your support because without you all, these podcasts would never be taking place. So we definitely cannot do it without the help of our fans. You can do, you know, get some advertising on VOC Nation for as little as $25. I think, $25 a month, I think. I mean, you know, so we appreciate everything that everybody does for VOC Nation. I mean, we've got a lot of great people that has a lot of great shows, you know, on here. And I've been trying to go in and listen to some of the shows that I'm not familiar with. And, of course, the way my schedule's been, I haven't had a whole lot of time to do that. And it looks like my schedule's going to be a lot busier for the next month, month and a half or so. So I'm going to be tied up off and on. So,
okay.
What else we got, Rockaway, in the news? Anything else exciting happening today in the news?
Oh, yeah. Today, I saw an old friend, RC. He runs Completely Damaged. Okay. He does it here on the East Coast. He goes around, talk to different wrestlers and all. I listen to his show. I text him. I said, yo, let's do it one more time. Me versus him in a celebrity boxing match. And he said, let's do it. Because he didn't
wow,
like
that could be interesting.
Well, if everybody go to YouTube, okay? Put Absolutely Damaged. I was putting him down at the time. This is way back a couple of years ago. I was putting him down, you know. And he said, I couldn't use that name. Absolutely Damaged. He didn't like that. He didn't like it one bit because I was putting him down so much because I was interviewing Brady Hicks. Everybody's
oh, wow.
Everybody's got to go there and check it out. I was putting this guy RC down, but oh, me and him.
Hey,
hold on, Rat Boy.
I think we've got.
Okay.
It's the one and only Papa Stro Maestro. How are you today, my friend? Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here with you all. I hope everybody's doing good.
How was your weekend, Stro?
Pretty not too bad. Just this and that. Nothing to brag about, but
yeah. Well, at least we were able to have the show today. I mean, last Thursday it was storming really bad in Arkansas and we kept losing power, so we had to cut the show short, and then Friday we couldn't even have the show because where Rat Boy was, he was having bad storms and no electricity and no internet service. So sometimes, you know, fans, unfortunately, Mother Nature likes to mess with us. But hey, we were able to do the show today. So that's a plus on our side. So thank you for Mother Nature for not messing with us today.
Yeah, right?
I remember years ago on World Championship Wrestling, whenever Tony Schiavone and Jim Cornette would host it, right? And Jim
mm-hmm.
Cornette would like cringe every time he would have to say that the show would have to be preempted by a baseball game, and he was like talking
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "Well, fans, tonight's show will be preempted by a baseball game, but we'll be back in a regularly scheduled time next week." Oh, geez.
So,
he's a correct
man. Unfortunately, you know, Mother Nature likes to mess with the best of us, unfortunately, sometimes. And sometimes it's not always a good thing. So,
yeah.
Well, what would you like to plug, Stro?
Plug? Oh, goodness. Well, I know, Monday Night Raw tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess they're plugging the horror show. The Extreme Rules Horror Show coming up, so it's that'll be pretty interesting. And then I know tomorrow's a big day with all the podcasts coming up for the OC Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With Shelly Martinez and In the Room tomorrow night.
Yep.
Oh wow. Really?
Sounds like Rat Boy's got some news, Stro. What you got, Rat Boy?
Okay, Rufus test positive for COVID-19.
Oh, not good.
Rusev, yeah.
Rusev, that's not good.
No, it's not, because you never know. A lot of them might get it, and a lot of them might be on Raw tonight, and all of a sudden she might be passing it to somebody else that she didn't even know that she has it.
That family's been through it because her mom was in ill shape for a bit, too. So, no. Well, prayers to Russo.
Yeah, definitely. This COVID-19, fans, is really, I'll tell you, our country has really been thrown a loop with this COVID-19. I mean, I was talking to a really good friend of mine this morning, you know, because as you all know, as you know, Stro and Rat Boy, you know, I belong to an organization, and we're planning on trying to have our state convention next month for the Arkansas Moose Association. Well, I tell you, you know, we were lucky to have our conference in February, but a lot of states did not get to have their conferences, and it looks like a lot more states are not going to get to have their conferences in August or in the fall either. You know, ours is in August, summer in September. You know, it's just, it's really hitting our country really, really hard. I mean, and people just need to do what they're supposed to do. I mean, and not be stupid about this. You know, I mean, you know, people are dying from this. People, you know, people are not wanting to take this seriously. And, you know, I have known some very good friends that have been affected by this COVID-19, and it's nothing to mess with, fans. It's nothing to mess with at all. I mean, I know I don't want it. I'm trying to protect myself, my son, my husband. I mean, it's a bad situation. So, you know, please, please, please do what you're supposed to do. You know, have some common sense, you know.
What is that? I got a lot of common sense last night because there was an article about somebody printed it out, right? You know, something that came out on Facebook, and he said, and it says about your air conditioner, you know, is making you get COVID-19. And I said, that's fucking bullshit. How can an air conditioner... Actually, that's fake news. They're trying to scare everybody. Stop scaring people like that, you know?
Well,
nobody don't know about the virus, okay? The scientists don't even know about the damn virus, okay? But now all of a sudden, they're coming out with all these rumors and all that say air conditioners preventing the virus. Come on now. You want to surf for viruses and get real hot and all of a sudden once you get hot, you get sick? No. You know what I'm saying? It's all crazy.
Well, some of these independent promotions are trying to run shows during this time and not wanting to do the safety precautions, man. That's just, I don't know about that.
Well, I know.
Too much of a risk, you know
our,
what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, our shows have been postponed here in Arkansas for the past 3 months because of this, but we are telling people that when we do open back up that, yes, we are going to have to follow by the guidelines because if we don't, we're not going to be able to have our shows. So, you know, if you're an independent company out there and you're wanting to run your wrestling shows, please follow by the guidelines that you're supposed to follow by. Keep everybody safe. I mean, keep your workers safe. Keep your fans safe. I mean, because if not, you're not going to be able to do it. And personally, I mean, as much as Granny loves her wrestling, if there was an independent show and they didn't want to follow by the guidelines, I mean, as much as I hate to say, guys, I wouldn't be going, and I love my wrestling. So please, follow by your guidelines. Keep everybody safe. I mean, you know, a little common sense out there, a little FYI, you know.
I think in August 1st and 2nd.
I'm trying to get my hearing back. Go ahead, Rat Boy.
All right, on August 1st and 2nd, we got this, it's called Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market thing. that's the first time everybody's going to be getting together here in Trenton. This is the first event that we ever had. And I can't wait. I can't wait because I'm going to that to see some of my old friends and all. I just Punk Rock Flea Market thing.
Well, this is something to think about too, guys. I mean, you've got the talent, the wrestlers. They have to, like, when they wrestle in the ring, I mean, they have to, like, wrestle after the people before them, right? And if no one's not cleaning after each match during these times, taking precautions, I mean, it's such a risk. I mean, it's just a bigger risk for the people wrestling in the ring as much as it is the fans in attendance. So it's like if they're not taking any safety precautions during this time,
there's
a risk for everybody.
It's just like a wrestler goes up to a fan to shake his hand, all of a sudden he goes to shake another buddy's hand, and that's it. You got it. You know what I'm saying?
And mask or no mask, if you don't take the safety precautions, then it's everybody's in danger of it, you know what I mean?
That's true. That's very true. You have a very good point there. Well, guys, once again, you know, check out VOC Nation. Check out the podcast. Merchandise is out there. You know, we've got all sorts of great merchandise to choose from. VOC Nation shirt. Brady Hicks in the Room, WCW Retro, Ken Resnick, Shelly Martinez, King David Lane. I know they're working on another, I think, design for Papa Stro, you know, for WCW Retro shirt. So, got lots of great choices to choose from. And, you know, support them, you know, get the merchandise, support the shows, and you know, fans, listeners, of course, we can't thank you all enough. I mean, we were talking about the numbers for the month of June, Stro, you know, over 75,000 listeners for VOC Nation shows. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, it really is.
That's amazing.
It really is.
That's amazing. And, you know, we had a great show Thursday night on WCW Retro with, you know, Stephen Fry was your guest, and I mean Chaz Moretti. He's gonna be your guest Thursday night for WCW Retro, right? I mean,
yes. Chaz Moretti is returning as our special guest, and also next Thursday on WCW Retro, our special guest will be our one and only Amazing Velvet. So
that will be a really
great guest. Yeah,
2 weeks of
really
great
cool.
guests. Awesome. That will be awesome. That will be amazing. Well, guys, I guess if there's nothing else,
we call it a day. Yes, there is.
You know, it doesn't surprise me, Stro. Just when we think Rat Boy has nothing else to say, he's got to throw in that last word.
That's right, because what it is that, I don't know why, I think Stro could answer this one, too, okay?
Okay.
This Wednesday, Cody Rhodes is going against Sonny Kiss. A lot of fans, what do you think about that one? I think that's a good match. Everybody thinks that it's a bad match.
I don't see why. It sounds good to me.
It sounds good to me, but a lot of fans are putting Sonny Kiss down.
Oh, why is that?
This is for Wednesday. This Wednesday on AEW.
I don't see why he didn't get a title shot.
Hey, everybody deserves a title shot, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever AEW thinks best, you know what I mean? I mean, I look forward to it.
Me too. I'm looking forward to see that match too because I saw Sonny Kiss in action, and I like Sonny Kiss for some reason.
Yeah, I've been on events with Sonny Kiss. I mean, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, he's an upcoming star, and leave the guy alone. If he's Tanzinger, leave him alone. Come on, you know, he's doing what he's doing.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, come on now, you know. There's a story I'd like to talk to everybody with, but I'm not going to say it, not until tomorrow. The real good story.
Oh,
yeah,
we got
the scoop,
some
right?
Exciting news for tomorrow. We got the scoop for tomorrow. Well, Stro, thanks for joining us as always, friend. My friend,
oh,
you're always welcome.
Me.
You know that. And guys, we're going to wrap it up for today. But like I said, check out VOC Nation. Check out the merchandise. And everybody have a great day. Everybody stay safe and take care of each other and be good to each other. God bless everybody. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Have an awesome day, everyone.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calchico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stagg of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.